Rick Scott proposes to expand mobile coronavirus testing. By Sean Moran on March 13, 2020. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, introduced legislation on Friday that would expand access to mobile coronavirus testing. Scott, a former Hospital Association executive, introduced the Coronavirus Mobile Collection Site Act, which would expand coronavirus testing by directing the Health and Human Services, HHS, to reimburse states for the costs incurred to set up and run as many testing sites as possible. The Florida conservative also called on the Trump administration to establish a hotline for citizens to call if they are experiencing coronavirus symptoms, how to find out if they needed to be tested, and where to get tested. Scott's announcement follows as he said on Thursday that he will self-quarantine after being exposed to a Brazilian diplomat who tested positive for coronavirus. Scott said in his prepared remarks that increasing access to testing is one of the most effective methods to counter the coronavirus outbreak. He explained, "In the nation with the best and most developed healthcare system in the world, that is absolutely ridiculous. We need to look at what has worked and failed in other countries to address the emerging threat posed by the coronavirus. Mobile testing is one of the successful ideas we are seeing. It has been used in South Korea and Australia. Some states like Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington are starting to use this method. At these mobile testing sites, people can drive up and get tested at a window. Just like a fast food restaurant. Not only can more people get tested, it keeps healthcare workers safer. People need to have access to tests so they can make better decisions about isolating themselves. And, we have to keep our healthcare workers healthy. We must reduce exposure of healthcare workers now. Testing for the virus is happening in the most haphazard way. And what happens if a large population of our healthcare workers get exposed? Who will care for the ill? This is something we cannot waste another day not fixing. If you look at reports, South Korea has been able to fight this virus by expanding testing. It has been reported that 15,000 people a day are getting tested and 210,000 South Koreans have been tested since January 3rd. Compared to about 6,500 tests completed in the U.S. as of this week. Reports show the fatality rate in South Korea is 0.7%, globally it is 3.4%. We can learn from these successes and mirror this approach right here in the United States. We need to get ahead of this crisis. This is why I am filing this legislation. We need to start following the model in South Korea and get more people tested, safely, now, he added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.